Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 The Ticket. Gator and Kang with you, taking your calls at 248-539-9797. Same number to text us as well. Talking a lot about the All-Star Game in the first hour of the show, and for good reason. I thought that Major League Baseball did an excellent job over the past two nights with the Home Run Derby, and again with the All-Star Game last night. I mean, just some other highlights with it. I thought, in addition to what we've talked a lot about with the automatic balls and strike system and the swing off to determine the winner, the Hank Aaron tribute was great. It really was, having it projected on the field and, you know, the anniversary of him breaking the home run record by Babe Ruth with home run number 715. That was amazing. I thought when you heard Tarek Skubal there in the update talking about having the pitchers mic'd up, and he's like, you got to give me more time. Yeah, because when you got a runner on base, you only have 15 seconds, and it's difficult. It worked much better with Clayton Kershaw. I think he was much more laid back about it and was just really kind of enjoying the All-Star experience more than anything else, and he was kind of having fun with it. And even to the extent knowing that it was ridiculous to have a pitcher mic'd up during that situation, but it was still pretty cool. Ticket text coming in. Skubal got screwed with having a microphone when they're trying to pitch. To be fair, every single pitcher should have to deal with it. If you want to put a microphone on an outfielder, that's fine. Yeah, I agree. For the All-Star game, it's fine. You do whatever you want in the All-Star game. It doesn't matter to me. You try all this stuff out in the All-Star game. But in a regular season game, I don't want a pitcher mic'd up. I don't want a catcher mic'd up. You want to mic up the first baseman or a shortstop or an outfielder, I think that's fine. The strike view is great. Love seeing the umpires get put in their place. The swing off is too much for me. Slam it. Jam the ABS. That's from Greg. I prefer the ghost runner over the swing off in the regular season since it's closer to how the overall game is played. However, the number one benefit the swing off would have in the regular season is that the biggest stars would probably still be in the game to hit. I said the same thing as Gator. It would have been off the charts dramatic last night had Ohtani and Judge hit in the swing-off last night. That's from Jeff in Bay City. Yeah, and that was obviously not the case. They went with players that were still in the game at that point. I mean, all the starters, some of them were in street clothes last night. I mean, they actually flashed over to Tarek Skubal, and, you know, he's got like a sweater on just hanging out watching the game. Which has to be super cool as well.
I think some were actually on the way to the airport, Gator.
It may have been.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Like, they're just heading back.
We don't play games till Friday. It's like, we didn't get out of Atlanta that badly, but I don't know. But the other thing I loved about it last night, when they had the overhead views of the stadium, I talked a lot about the stadium yesterday, how much I really want to see it. But that whole area, when it's lit up, was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. They did an A1 job in building that stadium and the area around it. It just looked super cool to have the hotel that's right there and everything else. I really liked it. I love the automatic strike zone. I like the swing off pretty well, too. It moved right along with an entertaining game in general. The miking up of the players helped as well. Yeah, I don't think – was there anybody that didn't like it last night? Like, if you tuned in to watch the All-Star game, did you come away going, oh, this thing is garbage? I thought it hit on all cylinders. It was a home run. It would have been a grand slam if you had Judge and Ohtani competing in this swing off, but I'm fine with how it worked, and I understood why they did what they did. What a great job by baseball. And now I can't wait for the season to restart on Friday night with the Tigers in Texas. And curious to see how this team responds, because going into the All-Star break, they weren't exactly screaming with momentum. It was bad momentum, if it was anything, with a four-game losing streak and the way that they got handled by Seattle and Cal Raleigh with all the home runs that he hit. And then the performance last night, I'm not going to put too much stock in the Tigers going 0-for-8. Some tough matchups all around. Like, it's an all-star game. Everything's a tough matchup. But it felt like Riley Green, you know, was going lefty-lefty every time. They weren't good matchups for our guys and for a lot of guys. But I'm okay with it. It doesn't bother me too much that the batters went 0-for-8. It doesn't bother me that Scooble gave up two runs in the first inning of the game. He didn't give up hard contact. He gave hard contact to Ketel Marte's double, but the two guys were on base for that. I mean, those were some weak hits. Good for Ohtani to get the hit, but it was just a bloop single to center field where he reached way across home plate, which was that close to being strike three, but he got a piece of it and enough of it because he's great and put it over into a center field. And then Acuna hit the ground ball to second that just dribbled to second base. And by the time Torres fielded it, Acuna had already crossed the bag. So I don't fault him too much for that. Casey Mize gave up the home run. You don't like to see that, but he also had recorded a strikeout. Not the greatest performance from the Tigers from a statistical standpoint. But it's an exhibition game. It doesn't really matter. What matters is what happens on Friday. And has that shaken your confidence at all? And, you know, I asked that question to the people at 248-539-9797. Are you at all more panicked or less panicked than you were going into the All-Star game? And I wasn't that panicked going into the All-Star game. And coming out of it, I'm still not all that panicked, but I would say just the slightest more. And the only reason it's the slightest more is because, you know, the Tigers had the two best starting pitchers out there, and they both gave up runs. And their previous starts over the weekend, they gave up runs. And they got hit hard in those games.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
So even though Scooble didn't get hit hard last night, gave up the double, which was a hard hit ball, I'll give him that, but the other two were not, but it was a hard hit double. A little concerned? I don't worry too much about Tarik Scooble. I think he'll be fine. But Casey Mize got hit over the weekend and then gave up a home run in the game last night. I'm a little concerned there, just a little bit, ever so slightly more. Now, to the point where I'm saying they got to get another starting pitcher? No. I'm not there. I think they need bullpen arms. And I'm open to a discussion about a starting pitcher. But I do want to see how things play out here. And they've got 2 weeks of baseball to play before the trade deadline comes to determine what exactly they are going to do. Do they need to add a starting pitcher? You know, what are the reports going to be? You know, is Alex Cobb ever going to pitch for the Tigers this year? You know, how is Reese Olson going to continue to pitch better? Is Jack Flaherty going to be better? You know, and we'll see how the aforementioned Scooble and Mize bounce back. Is Kader Montero going to be part of this rotation moving forward? You know, are they going to do pitching chaos, which has not worked in the first half of the season, but worked brilliantly last year, but it hasn't worked out? Are they going to add more bullpen arms to the mix? I imagine they will, but we'll see about that. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Got some rankings in the NFL regarding quarterbacks. There was a quote about our quarterback, and there are some over-under totals regarding our quarterback. We'll talk about that next year. 97.1, the ticket. Hey, is your garage door making a lot of weird noises? Is it maybe sluggish and not going up and down as quickly as you'd like it to? Well, if you don't know what to do, I'm going to help you out. Call the folks over at Precision Garage Door Service today because they are the experts and they will get your garage back to working in tip-top shape. Call them today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR. You can visit their website at precisiondoormi.com and schedule an appointment online for a time that works for your schedule. I know all this firsthand. They came out to my house years ago. I was having a problem with my garage door. Just was working really slowly. They diagnosed the problem. They fixed it on the spot because those experts know what they're doing, and I love that about them. And if you need new garage doors, Precision is the one to call. Again, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit the webpage at precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.